In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In today's Gospel, we heard the sending of the 70 or the 72 apostles to preach to every city and to every village where the Lord was about to go himself. And they, when they returned, they rejoiced because the spirits were subject to them. And the Lord has said to them, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And we say this in the prayer of thanksgiving, for you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. So the first thing we need to learn today is that the Lord has given us the authority to defeat the devil. Because sometimes we may feel that the devil or the devil's temptations are too difficult for us. But we forget that God has given us the authority to step on the devil, to tread upon the devil and all his temptations. If we feel the presence of God and if we use His power in our life and His grace by which we can tread upon the serpents and scorpions, we will easily defeat the devil. But then the Lord continues by saying, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. What does this mean? Imagine those who lived in Egypt, the parents, they used to post the names of the graduates or those who pass the year in a list of names. So if you see your name, then you passed. If you don't see your name, then you didn't pass. It could be the name or your number. You can call it the name or the number. So if you see your name, then you passed. And then the Lord here is saying, your name is written in heaven. Which means that you made it to heaven. You have made it to heaven. So this should bring joy to ourselves, that our names are written in heaven. And when was it written in heaven? It was written on the day of our baptism. We were counted among the saved ones. However, our names were written in heaven, but not permanently until we finish our struggle here on earth. Because many people may have their names in the book of life, but then because they did not care to keep it in the book of life, it was erased from that book of life. Let me read to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place from them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. This is clearly the day of judgment. So what will happen in the day of judgment? And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. Many books were opened. Each one of us has his or her own book. Written in that book are the deeds of each person. Books were opened, which is, and then and another book was opened, which is the book of life. So notice there are two types of books. The first book, it's in plural, and books were opened. This represents the individual life of each person. Each one has a book, his own book. But then one book was opened, which is called the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and the dead and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is what I was trying to get at. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What happened? I thought my name was written already in the book of life. How come it is not there? It's not there because I could not keep it there. So here in the gospel, the Lord is saying, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Your names are written in heaven in the book of life. But then, in the day of judgment, I may go confidently, but then the angel will say, stop there. Your name is not written here. We can say, how come? How come? I was baptized. I came to church every Sunday or every Saturday whenever there was a liturgy. I confessed. I went to meetings. I love the church. But the angel will say to me, but your name is not written here. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Our orthodox understanding of salvation is that not because we were baptized means that we will go to heaven. We still need to struggle throughout our life. We need to live a life of repentance every day to better ourselves. Not to relax and say, I made it to heaven. My name is written already. I remember a story in the book of the Paradise of the Fathers about a new monk who, after he became a monk, became lazy. And then one of the fathers said to him, until when are you going to comfort yourself with black, with wearing black? And what does that mean? What does this mean? This means, do you think because you became a monk, you are automatically going to heaven? Until when are you going to comfort yourself with wearing black? The black garb means that you became a soldier in the army of God and you need to struggle, you need to fight. Therefore, although our names are written in heaven, we still need to struggle in our spiritual life, to struggle against sin from within, and to struggle against temptations from that are coming to us from outside. To struggle from the sins that originate from the heart, to struggle against the lustful desires and from the ego and from the fights that are coming from within, and also against the love of the world and the love of money and the love of everything in the world that are coming to us from the outside. In order that we may keep our names written in the book of life. If you want to rejoice that your name is written in heaven, we must struggle to keep it written. Do you know what it is like? Do you know the people in college that have their names written in the dean's list? Dean's list. What is the dean's list? The dean's list is the list of the perfect students, the top students. They have the dean's list, which says that those students are the excellent, most excellent students. But because your name was written once in the dean's list, doesn't mean that every year it's going to be written. You have to preserve your average, right? We have to keep our average very high in order to keep our name in the dean's list. You want your name to be kept in the book of life. So if you imagine that God is the dean and our names are written in the list of the book or in the book of life, then we must keep that high average. Because the Lord has said, be perfect as I am perfect. In the Sermon on the Mount, be perfect. So we have to keep our Christian perfection in order to have our names written in the book of life. Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. So what I'm trying to say is, we are at a great advantage to have our name written in the book of life, which should give us a great joy. But we need to struggle to keep our names written in the book of life. But let me tell you one thing. In order to keep our names written in the book of life, we have to love one another. We have to have this love for our fellow brothers and sisters, that we don't want our names only to be written in the book of life, but we want everyone else to be written in the book of life. Lord, I do not want to go to heaven alone. I want everyone else to come with me. Like the bride in the Song of Songs who says, draw me, we will run after you. اجذبني وراءك فنجري. Draw me, we will run after you. We will run. Not I will run. We. I want all other humans to come with me. As I have tasted the sweetness of the Lord, I want them to taste His sweetness as well. I don't want to go to heaven alone. I want my family members to go and to come with me. I want my other family members, my extended family members to come. I want all the members in the church to come with me. I also want every human being to come with me. I don't want to go to heaven alone. I don't wish that my name be written in the book of life alone. Because the love of God does not have the element of jealousy. Jealousy may be in the human relationships, in success. You want to be the first. You don't want anybody else to be in the dean's list except for yourself. I want to be the first. Some people are like that. If they are second, they are really sad. Competition. But in the spiritual path, I want everyone else to come. One of the people who were like that was Moses the prophet in the Old Testament. Listen, please, to what he says to God. When God was angry with the people, Moses the prophet stood before God to intercede on their behalf. But to what extent? Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, oh, these people have committed a great sin and have made for themselves a god of gold. So he's admitting that they sinned. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written. Either forgive them or blot me out of your book. The beheaded Rabbin, you will listen to my Rabb. لا تسامحهم لا تشطب اسمي. وهو بقى واحد عنده دالة مع ربنا فبيخوف ربنا. يعني أنا آسف في التعبير, هو التعبير كده يعني. قول اسمع يا رب لا تسامحهم, لا أنا مش لاعب. He has great love for his people. He has great love for his people. I know they are sinners, but I also know that you are merciful. Because there is no God or there is no master without forgiveness, and there is no servant without sin, as we say in the hymns. There is no servant without sin, but there is no master without forgiveness. You are our master. Forgive them or else blot me out of your book which you have written. Another servant of this type was Saint Paul. He said, even if I was deprived of Christ for my people, as long as they know God, I'm ready to be deprived from Christ. وَلَا أَكُونَ أَنَا نَفْسِي مَحْرُومًا. As long as they know Christ. I love them so much. Your love for your people will put this zeal inside your heart. You want them to be saved as you are saved. Will put this zeal inside your heart that you want them to taste the sweetness of the Lord as you have tasted how sweet He is. Come and taste how sweet the Lord is. If, imagine if each one of us lives by such a spirit that we want to bring others to the Lord, then no longer the problem of the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few, will exist. If each one of us becomes a laborer in the field of God to bring others to the Lord, then the laborers will be many. How can the laborers be many? Only if each one becomes a laborer. We are not coming to church only to be saved ourselves, but to feel that we have a duty, a responsibility to show others the way and to bring them to Christ, and to add a few more names in the book of life. Say to yourself, I have this responsibility in my life, not to be a successful physician or a great engineer or a very rich person with so many businesses, but the most important mission for me in my life is to bring others to know the light of Christ. This is my true mission in life, to bring others to the light, to take them from the darkness to the light of Christ. This is the greatest thing that you can do in your life, is to add a few names in the book of life. Say to the Lord, my Lord, I know I spent so many years working in this world for my success, for my children, for the world, but now it is time to work for you. Now it is time to truly be the light of the world, to show others your light so that they can come and enjoy living with you, O the only true light. May the Lord give us all to have this life and this heart, to whom is all the glory forever. Amen.